Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Coconuts are an integral part of everyday life. It's so important that it has been described by many as one of nature's gifts. But the viability of Jamaica's coconut industry is threatened by the lethal yellowing disease. Stay with us to find out more about this devastating disease in today's edition of Calling Farmers. I'm Anjoui James Sawyers.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Diseases such as lethal yellowing have been affecting coconut palms in the eastern section of Jamaica, as well as sections of St. Catherine. Chairman of the Coconut Industry Board, Leonard Green, says the lethal yellowing disease is severely affecting the sector and has caused most of the trees in the prime-bearing years to die. The most prominent symptoms of the disease are yellow or brown discoloration of the leaves and the falling of the canopies, leaving behind only the tree trunk, resulting in the death of the plant within 3 to 6 months of the disease appearing. Plant pathologist and molecular biologist at the Coconut Industry Board, Dr. Wayne Myrie, says coconut farmers have expressed that the disease is their number one issue.
They are concerned about getting good quality planting material that can actually resist the disease. We would want to make sure that we have available material coming from elsewhere, as well as selecting material from here that at least can stand up to the disease.
The main objective of the Coconut Industry Board is to maintain the viability and life of the industry so that enough bearing coconut trees can be produced to support the country's domestic and international demands. Dr. Mary says there are different methods being used to control the spread of the disease. Coconut growers are being encouraged to cut and burn the trees at the first sign of infection.
One is what is called a black approach, which is actually removing the trees immediately as they are seen to be infected with the disease, planting a tree in the space of that tree, carrying out proper weed control and proper nutrition.
Here's another measure to reduce the disease.
We at the Coconut Industry Board have a small team that we have been sending out to the different areas that are infected with the disease to actually remove some of the lethal yellowing trees.
Here's another method that you can use to reduce the disease on your farm.
Getting a system of planting arrangement where the farmer is not planting one straight variety, they're planting many varieties at the same location.
Plant pathologist and molecular biologist, Coconut Industry Board, Dr. Wayne Myrie. Dr. Myrie says one variety of the crop has a small susceptibility threshold, which means that with various varieties in the field, the disease will affect one variety and not affect the other. You may contact the Coconut Industry Board at 926-1770 or the advisory officer in your area if you require assistance in identifying the lethal yellowing disease or in cutting and burning infected trees. And now for our proverb of the day.
When puss belly full, him say rat bitter.
And this means when people rise in status, they often forget their humble backgrounds.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. I'm Anjoui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.